Aga Dawoodi, if we can just start from the beginning. So let's talk about a little bit about, what causes depression.
Okay, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. I say hello to you, your colleagues, and all of the viewers, and I hope that we are going to have a good discussion in
Inshallah.
this show, inshallah. The topic depression, okay, maybe at the beginning, if you want to talk about the topic, some of the viewers thinks that, yeah, we are here talking as a psychologist or something like this, okay?
Right.
But, because the people who are living in this world, okay, they may face different problems. And then when we look back to their life, we find out because they are not following some instructions that Islam or maybe a religion or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommend them, they haven't followed them, okay? They may, face these problems. So because of that, depression is one of them, is one of the bad one. And referring to some words of A'imma, our infallible Imams, Prophet, and also the teachings of Islam, we find out that it is so dangerous because
Right.
little by little we lose hope, okay? We lose hope and we feel nothing in the world. So it is really a need to find out what are the causes of depression. If, shortly and briefly we study about the causes that psychologists say, okay, they may, name different ones, but here we want to explain about the causes that Islam really mentions. Okay. I think one of them is our background, the human's background. When I look back to my background and I find really nothing, okay, I get depressed. I lose hope and I think that I have lost everything and I have reached nowhere.
Right.
So this is one of the causes. My background is not a good background
Right.
because the people think in one, hadith, our infallible Imam has recommend us to think about your life every night, about the past day. At night, when we want to sleep, we think about, the day that we have passed. How did we pass our day? It is
Right.
very important.
Right, yes.
So to look back into our background, sometimes little by little, we get depressed and depressed. I think it is one of the causes of depression.
Right.
The second one, I think some people who are not completely religious, or no, those who are not religious, but when they think about their life, they think that they have no supporter. There
Right.
is no one behind them, okay? And so little by little, they, of course, lose hope and they get depressed. But if you look at the people's life, you find out that there are some people, when they think that there is someone behind them, okay, there is a God behind them, that everything that they are, even all of the world is against them, there is
Right.
one superpower behind them,
Right.
so they won't get depressed.
Right.
They know that everything that they are doing is right.
Yeah, and so I think this is a good point. Sister Amina in-laws, can you hear us? Sayyid Muhammad Razavi, sorry. So Sayyid Muhammad Razavi, if we want to continue the discussion from this point, for example, Sheikh Dawoodi brought up this point about God and having a supporter behind behind you. This really helps from the depression. So if we can talk a little bit about distance from God as a source of depression.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yes, first of all, I would like to clarify that we are not professionals in this field. We are discussing the issue of depression from Islamic point of view, and for psychological aspects of it, and from psychological point of view, we need to have the experts who could give their opinion, and certainly Islam does not contradict anything which does not contradict with Quran and Islamic teachings. And Islam encourages us to learn and educate ourselves from and solve the problems. Anything that can be helpful for the society to improve and solve the problem is recommended and encouraged in Islam. As far as your question is concerned, yes, there is no doubt one of the main causes of depression is uncertainty in your life. If you don't know who you are, where you are, and where are you going to be in future, that becomes a cause of concern. And that's what we find in Islamic sources as well. There are narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who used to say, may Allah bless the person who knows where he is from, where he is, and where is he going to end up. As a human being, as an intellectual being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, any sane person would be thinking, what is the purpose of his life on this planet Earth? So if they don't reach to conclusion, it would lead them in a kind of depression. What am I doing all of this for? What is the purpose of my life? So and there are many researches that have been done that proves also that people who are connected to divine sources, like followers of any divine religions, they seem to manage these problems much easily than those people who are not connected. Even in medical treatment, they have tested this method. What even if you don't believe in any religion, what we can prove is it does benefit you psychologically to improve your lifestyle.
Okay, thank you. Dear viewers, please, it's time to take a short break. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Depression is a state of low mood and aversion to activity, where we lose interest in life. Depression is a global health crisis that is often dealt with by pill popping. What is the Islamic stand on depression, and does it offer any long-term solutions? Islam means to submit one's will to Allah and to put our trust in Him in every situation. As long as His commands govern our life, a Muslim relies on Allah to guide him through his crises. A Muslim admits his limitations as a human being, and his striving leads him to a positive, reasonable outlook in life. Islam aims to create a balance in one's life by putting life into perspective, rearranging priorities, and harmonizing the relationship in his inner and outer life. When this harmonious equilibrium is disturbed, depression is encountered. And it is at this time that a human being is caused to look inward and ask where his submission has been disturbed. If these questions are asked, we can find our equilibrium once again. Does this mean Muslims do not get depressed? As a human being, a Muslim can use depression as a way to turn back to his Creator and know that we never have to feel lost and alone in the face of life's troubles.